All right, it's a new day. It's the same day, but it's a new day. So what you learned from previous days, you can apply on today. Here's the deal. And Zeph Daniel explained it in a different way, but I'm really going to say it, try to line it up with a biblical way, but so you're born in a family and a culture, right? And you think that that family bloodline is the normal, healthy way. And you think that your culture is the normal, healthy way. But as you get older, you realize you don't have to do like your family. You don't have to do like your culture. You don't have to do like your neighbors or your friends. You don't have to think like them or live like them or even talk like them. And a lot of times, the only way you're going to escape it, though, is either talk to some new people, cut people off for a season, go away to college, go away to the military, go to another country for a year, and then come back. After about 4 years, go somewhere else, come back, you'll realize that little world you were living in was very small. Very small. I remember going to college in another city, and I came back to the world of the bloodline, and I thought, this is not what I want. This is not what I want. So then I got me a job in another city. That didn't last. I got saved. And I came back trying to get people saved. And they didn't want to hear the truth. So I don't know why I left a good job, come back to help people. That was stupid. Had a condominium. I had a good job, good pay, and all that stuff. Anyway, it's kind of dumb. Then I went to, after I came back, saw nobody really wanted the truth. So I went and joined the Coast Guard. Pulled a little back muscle or hurt my back then, and anyway, honorable discharge, health reasons, but eventually being away from the hometown culture and the bloodline for college and just being away from doing my own thing, I realized I was a different person than those people, and I couldn't even think like them anymore. Because you get saved, you start to renew your mind with Scripture, you don't even think like them. Most people are in some kind of cult, or ism, or witchcraft, or sorcery, or their own little religion, you know. And usually they're not alone, but to be able to break free and be totally free and not be in a box is where it's at. Because no matter where you go, it's different kind of jobs, different kind of industries. They try to put you in a box, you know, some kind of weird box. And people around you try to throw you in a box, and they don't even know you. They don't even know your character. They try to throw you in a box. Everybody's trying to throw you in a box, and you're not in a box. They try to label you with something. And you can't be labeled. It's kind of like trying to label that's kind of like a squirrel. Let's say a squirrel became self-aware. And if animals could get saved, let's say a squirrel became self-aware and no longer was squirrely, right? So the squirrel no longer was squirrely like the other squirrels, became self-aware, could talk and think outside the squirrel life, and other squirrels tried to label them as a squirrel. And they're sitting there talking to the other squirrels saying, I'm not a squirrel, I'm self-aware, I got saved, I'm a new creature, I'm free. I don't have to live on the program that y'all are living on. You're running on a program. You're just a squirrel, and you're squirrely, and you're acting like a squirrel, and you're running on a program. True for cats and dogs. The dogs are running on programs. The cats are running on programs. And you wake up, you realize they're just a program. So it's the same with the human. Most people are in some kind of denominational box, or the Bible is our script, don't get me wrong. But everybody's stuck in a religious box instead of a born-again experience outside the boxes, outside the denominational boxes. D-name is denomination. You become one with God, one with Jesus. According to John chapter 14, you're one with Jesus. Christ in you, the hope of glory, Colossians 1:27. You're hid in Christ in God, so you're in Christ, who's in God, so you're in God, and it's God in you, the Holy Spirit in you. So you're in God, and God is in you. How can they put you in a box? Can you put God in a box? No. You might be in a box way of thinking, but the Holy Spirit in you is going to renew your mind to where you think outside the box. A good example of that would be fasting. I can stop eating at 5 and then the next morning eat at 8 and I'm not even hungry. Your body can be trained to follow new patterns and cycles and repeats and all that stuff. Not in a box. And so the system and the bloodline, they try to keep you in a box. As you grow, the Holy Spirit will not let you stay around these box people, because you're rising up to a whole new level. You're seated in the heavenlies in Christ. You're stepping in 5 dimension. You're actually seeing past time. You're seeing past the simulation. You're seeing this all a repeat. The Bible told you, even though the Bible told you, you didn't understand it until it was time. There's nothing new under the sun. What has been shall be. What shall be has been. You can actually take those verses and realize it's a simulation. There's only two. You only need 2 verses to meditate on to see that it's a simulation. What has been shall be. What shall be has been. And there's nothing new under the sun. So it's all a repeat. It's a repeat simulated training program. And the purpose of the repeat simulated training program is to move you from a 3D worrywart squirrel to a self-aware human that's a spiritual being. And if you do enough meditation, you'll get to the point where your thoughts are more powerful than the 3D. Let me say that slowly. You saw it with the prophets of old. You saw it with Jesus. You saw it with Apostle Paul. Let me say it again. If you keep growing spiritually, you'll get to the point where your thoughts are more powerful than the 3-dimensional experience. Let me say it one more time, because this should stimulate you to want to grow. Now, the only way that you're going to be able to step into that is you have a heart that's right. Because if you want evil towards your neighbor, that is not a 5D love mindset. That's not eternal love mindset. If you can't love your enemy, you're not there yet. Let me say it again. If you cannot love your enemy, you're not in the spirit walk yet. You're not in a 5D mindset. I don't know how to love my enemy. Well, you're not there yet. That's okay. You'll get there. If you're saved, you'll eventually get there. Hopefully. If you keep doing the work and meditating on what's really going on. But I promise you, there's signs that you're not there yet. You're still in a 3D matrix of fighting each other instead of building up and supporting each other. You're still comparing yourself with one another, you know. And so, if you can't love your enemy, you're not there yet. That's a high standard, I know. And that's why I said it, because I'm forcing you. I'm forcing you to think, well, how do I love my enemy? How do I love my enemy? Jesus said to love your enemy. Give them bread and water. Keep coals of fire. How do you do it? If you meditate on that for a year, You'll figure out how to do it. Because you were actually your own worst enemy at one time. You were your own enemy. You are still your own worst enemy. I remember my mom telling me that when I was 17. She said, you are your worst enemy, meaning people in general, you know. We are our own worst enemy. And so,
hi, lady, you can get McDonald's out today?
We are our own worst enemy. Do you love yourself? Yeah. So why are you self-sabotaging yourself? Why are you destroying yourself? Don't make sense, people. It don't make sense. It's not adding up. So, if you are your own worst enemy, then you can love yourself, you can love your neighbor, or you can love your enemy. Because even though they think you're their enemy, but you're not. You don't think of them as the enemy, but they think of you as the enemy. And so, you want to pull them out of the miry clay, and you want to pull them out of the program of that squirrel. They're just running on a program. That's why they're an enemy. If they wake up out of the program, they'll be your best friend. But they're not your best friend because they're still in a program from their bloodline, their mama, their daddy, their sister, their brothers, their culture, their neighbors, their job. People are running on a program. The culture program, they've been programmed. And so it could be a race program. It could be a male-female program. It could be a culture, rich, poor program. There's a lot of programs that people are running on. Could be a Baptist, Methodist, Pentecostal program. It could be a cult program, Mormon program, ism, some kind of ism. It could be some kind of capitalist or socialist program. Don't get me wrong, I believe capitalism is the best, but we do have some socialism in our system. But everybody, and even the socialists, have a capitalist in their system. So it's all the Western system has the redemption in their law, so I agree with the Western system. But the communists and all that, I don't agree with that. That's the program of the communism's the devil's program. Anyway, it's the Pharaoh, right? There's no redemption in their laws, and there's no way for anybody to rise up, unless it's a bloodline, you know. It's not about character and what's doing what's right, you know, in their system. It's about who you know, you know. So these programs that people are running on are just off the roof. I mean, ridiculous. They're insane. And so when you see a person run on a program, a narcissistic program, a selfish program, just any kind of program, you're like, well, you know, you can't talk to them because it's a program. They're stuck in a loop, you know. Like somebody who's always complaining about everything. They don't even know it's a program. Somebody who's always negative all the time. They don't even know they're in a program. Somebody who has no peace. They got everything. They got everything in life, but they have no peace. You see? Just a program. And so your TV is programming you, the music, the videos, the social media, your people you rub shoulders with. That's why when you get by yourself for a while, you isolate, you break all kinds of programs. And you see programs you didn't even know were programmed. You're like, wow, I didn't even know I was in a program. And then once you break one program, you want to break them all. Because you're like, you don't want to be a robot, an AI robot program. You want to be free, you know? And the only way to be free is through Jesus, because everything else is a program. If the Son shall make you free, you shall be free indeed.